Be seated.
我们继续来看马拉基书。
Let us continue to study the book of Malachi.
我们从神与人的对话当中来了解人应该怎么做才能够跟神有亲密的关系。
From the conversation that God has with man, then we can understand how we should respond or behave. In terms of responding to God.
好，那我们现在看第三章的第七节。
Chapter 3, verse 7.
万军的神说：从你们列祖的日子以来，你们常常偏离我的典章而不遵守。现在你们要转向我，我就转向你们。你们却说：我们如何才是转向呢？
Yet from the days of your father,You have gone away from my ordinances and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. But you said, In what ways shall we return?
这里神说，从列祖的日子以来，你们不是第一代的，从你们祖先开始就这样。
Here it says, From the days of your father, you're not the first generation. This happens from long before.
那你们常常偏离我的典章而不遵守。
You have turned away or gone away from my ordinances and did not keep them.
如果我们把那个后面的字遮起来，
If we were to cover the last part,
就是你们常常偏离我。
That is, you have often gone away from me.
偏离神，当然关系就不好了。
If we have gone away from God, of course, then the relationship would not be good.
我们应该以神做目标。
For God should be our goal.
跟神同行。
To walk with God.
那这样关系才会好。
Then our relationship would be good.
那你现在已经偏了。
But if we were to run astray,
他们就听不懂什么叫做偏。
They didn't understand. So what is astray from God?
那接下去看就知道什么叫偏离神，就是偏离我的典章而不遵守。
If we read, then we know that they did not follow the ordinances, nor have they kept them.
不遵守神的典章就是偏离神。
If they did not keep the ordinances of God, that means they have went astray from God.
那在生活当中很在意神在讲什么，我要照神的话来做，这样叫做走在正道上，叫做没有偏离神。
If we care about what God wants us to do in every day of our life, that means we walk on the path and we have not went astray.
那这个偏离神的结果是什么？
What are the result of going away from God?
如果下一句我们看就可以了解。
If we read the next statement, we know.
你们现在要转向我，我就转向你们。
Return to me, and I will return to you.
这是一个命令，这是也是一个动词。
This is a command, and also it requires action.
你们转向我，我就转向你。
If you return to me, I will return to you.
你看夫妻吵架，第一个就是我不看你，你也不看我。
If we have a fight with our spouse, we will not look at each other.
这个关系就不好了。
And then we'll have bad relationships.
那怎么和好？
How do we reconcile?
那一定有一方要主动。
One side has to take the proactive action.
你现在转向你的太太或先生说，对不起。
And we turn towards our husband or wife, and we apologize.
那为什么对不起？
Why don't we say I'm sorry?
因为我让你生气啊。
Because I caused you to become angry.
那有时候太太就比较明理，说其实是我不对啊，你为什么不对不起
？And sometimes a wife will be wiser. She will say it's my fault. Why are you saying I'm sorry?
那太太就说我很对不起你。
And then the wife will say I'm sorry as well.
那夫妻的眼光相见就和好了。
And if they were seeing each other eye to eye.Then they will be reconciled.
所以当神说你转向我，我就要转向你，就表示人跟神是背相对、背相向的。
Here says, "Return to me now, return to you." That means we are back to back.
神要往那里去，那你已经偏了，就偏就往对方走了。
God is talking toward one direction, and yet we are our back is towards God. Therefore, we go the other way.
那现在说。神说：“你要转向我，我就转向。”
So God says, "Return to me, and I will return to you."
这句话让我们了解什么
？What does this sentence tell us?
让我们了解，神跟人关系是互动的。
That the relationship between us and God it is interactive.
有时候两个人关系不好
Sometimes if we have a bad relationship with someone,
特别是夫妻关系不好
，especially with our spouse，
一般哦很难讲说哦，哎，丈夫百分之百不对，太太零都对的。
And so it's difficult to say is every the all the fault relies on one party and the other party is all completely right.
有可能是百分之九十，百分之十。
And perhaps it's 90% right and 10% wrong.
或者五十五十。
Or even 50-50.
但是当神跟人有发生关问题关系有问题的时候
，However, if there's a problem between the relationship between God and man，
我们不需要去检讨神啊。
We really don't need to examine God。
神没有问题。
God has no problems。
所以如果我觉得神离开我很遥远
，If we feel that God is far away from us，
我祷告他也不听
，That if I pray he would not listen。
我们不要去检讨神啊，神你不公义啊，神你怎么样？
We do not need to examine or study God. God is unjust or God is whatever.
在他没有不义。
In God, there is no injustice.
他是美善的，他是全备的。
For He is good and He is complete.
他没有问题。
He is without problems.
那我们只有来回想我们自己啊。
Therefore, we need to examine ourselves.
所以人跟神之间的关系是互动的。
Therefore, the relationship between us and God, it is interactive.
那这个互动又让我们想起一件事情。
And so this also allows us to remember this.
人跟神不是对等的。
We are not against or equal to God.
我们跟一个人问题发生关系发生问题。
If we have a trouble relationship with someone,
你是人，我也是人。
You are a man, I'm also a man.
所以这个是对等的。
And so we are at an equal standing.
那对等的问题比较好处理。
It is easier to resolve problems with equal footing.
那如果我们对下面的一级的，那就更好处理。
If it is someone who is even lower than us, then it's even easier to resolve.
对牛对狗更好处理。
If we are to resolving problem for dogs or for cows, it will be easy.
因为他低一等。
Because they are lower than us.
但是当我们跟神的关系，这是高一等的。
But if between us and God, God is higher than us.
而且这是高太多了。
And it's beyond and higher than our imagination.
他是神呢。
Because he is God.
我是尘土。
I am just dust.
这个不对等了。
It is not equal.
那不对等，为什么神要理人呢
？If it is unequal, then why would God even pay attention to man?
这个就是我们要想的问题。
This is something we need to think about.
如果我这么渺小，像尘土一样
，If I'm so small, just like a speck of dust.
如果神这么伟大
，If God is so great,
为什么他在乎我？
Why would He care about me?
有时候我们在路上走，一只蚂蚁，那算什么？跟我没有关系。
Sometimes we walk on the road, we see a little ant, and we don't even notice.
一条虫，这跟我没有关系。
And we see a little worm, has nothing to do with us.
为什么
？Why?
太小，跟我没有关系。
They're too minute, has nothing to do with us.
那为什么神会说你转向我，我就转向你
？Why would God tell us that if we return to Him? He'll return to us.
这个在反映神的很重要的两个特性。
It is to reflect two important characteristics of God.
请看诗篇八十九篇。
In Psalm number 89,
三十六节
，verse 36.
诗篇八十九篇的三十六节。
Psalm number 89, verse 36.
对不起，三十六篇第五节才对。
That is ten to Psalm 36,
第五节
，verse 5。
说神啊，你的慈爱上及诸天，你的信实达到穹苍。
Your mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens; your faithfulness reaches to the clouds.
第一个
，First of all，
神跟人不对等，他会看顾我们，是因为神的怜悯。
That we're unequal with God, however, He cares about us, it is due to His mercy.
因为我们是他造的。
For we are created by Him.
他造我们的时候，他承认我们是他的儿子。
When He made us, He said that we are His sons.
跟他造其他的都不一样。
It is different from all of His other creations.
只有人是神用他的形象造的。
Only human beings are created in the likeness of God.
在神创造的万物当中，人特别不一样。
In all of the creations of God, human beings are very different.
所以虽然很渺小，但是神很在乎。
Even though we're very insignificant, but God cares.
神的怜悯。
It is due to mercy of God.
这是第一点。
This is first.
如果不是神的怜悯，
without the mercy of God,
你祷告神怎么会听啊？
How can God listen to our prayers?
所以有时候你如果发现一个朋友现在做官越升越高。
If we discover one of our friends, continue to elevate in his status in the government.
你打电话经过秘书他不秘书不允许你就讲不到话。
If we had to try to reach him, we had to go through the secretary. The secretary don't even pay attention to us. We can't even find him.
即使有机会讲话，五分钟、十分钟，他有他的时间，他很忙啊。
And even if we can talk.5 or 10 minutes. See, he's so busy, he can't talk to us.
那但是为什么神这么高？
That God is at such a high place.
你随时可以跟他讲话。
Yet, we can talk to him at any time.
没有时间的限制。
There is no limitation of time.
你要讲什么都可以。
Whatever we say, we can say to him.
不是人配得。
It is not that we're worthy.
神听人的祷告不是人配得的。
The reason God listened to us is not that we are worthy.
是神的怜悯。
It is because God has mercy.
所以我们是活在神的怜悯里面。
Therefore, we all live under the mercy of God.
这是我们一生要感谢神的。
This is something we need to be thankful for.
第二个是神的信实。
Secondly, is the faithfulness of God.
什么是神的信实？
What is faithfulness?
我们在圣餐礼的时候，
doing the Holy Communion.
常常引用哥林多前书第十章。
We often turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
说这个杯是立约的杯，这个血是立约的杯。
This cup, or this blood is the covenant. This cup is a covenant of blood.
当我们受洗的时候，
when we receive baptism,
我们跟神立了血的约。
We have a covenant of blood with God.
他用生命牺牲，主耶稣用牺牲他的生命把我们救出来。
With his life, he gave up his own life in order to save us.
所以在主耶稣看来，
So in the eyes of God,
我们有多宝贵？
How precious we are.
我们的宝贵就是像他的生命一样。
Our preciousness is equal to his life.
所以这个赎价是他的生命。
So this redemption, the price of redemption is his life.
那如果神看我们这么宝贵，
If God sees us as so precious,
受洗我们归入主耶稣的名下，
After we are baptized, we are entered into his name.
我们就是属他的。
We then belong to him.
神是信实的。
For God is faithful.
他会遵守这个约。
He will keep this covenant.
所以人算不了什么，但是当我们转向神，神就转向我们，是因为神的怜悯还有他的信实。
So though we are insignificant, but if we return to him, he will return to us. This is due to his mercy and his faithfulness.
所以我们每天都很感谢神。
Therefore every day we give thanks to God.
为什么我跪下来神会听呢？
Why that when I kneel down to pray that God will listen to us?
我算了什么？
Who am I?
我做了什么让神纪念？
What have I done that is worthy of God's remembrance?
什么都没有。
Nothing.
但是我祷告，神竟然听。
But when I pray, God will listen to me.
因为他的怜悯，还有他的信实。
It is because of His mercy and His faithfulness.
那这句话又让我们再想到另外一件事情。
And then we can further think about few more things.
神跟人的关系，我们一般都想最困难是神啊。
Oftentimes, when you think the relationship between us and God. The difficulty lies upon in God.
你看，我要叫我爸爸帮我做什么，他都不做。
If we ask our father to do something for us, he will not do it for us.
你要改变神啊。
If we try to change God,
这有可能吗？
Is it possible?
所以我们都把问号打在神身上。
So we put a question mark upon the Lord God.
神太伟大了。
God is too great.
你要改变神吗？
Do you want to change God?
不要想吧。
Don't even think about it.It's impossible.
但是如果我们这句话再读几遍，
But if we read this a few more times,
你转向我，我就转向你。
If you return to me, I return to you.
神是在等待啊。
God is just simply waiting.
神是一个父亲啊。
God is the Father.
他在等待我们回转。
He's waiting for us to turn.
所以我们好像一个浪子一样。
We are just like a prodigal son.
如果我们愿意回转，神就转向我们。
If you are willing to turn, then the Lord will turn to us.
所以那个浪子 回头是最难，他要回头是最难的。
So for the most difficult point is that the prodigal son, for him to realize he had to turn and return.
哦，这个父亲的门随时都是开的，都是等在等孩子回来呀。
The door of the father is always open. He's just there waiting for the son to come back.
但是这个浪子要经过很多的困难。
But for this prodigal son, he has to go through all these difficulties.
要去喂猪，对他的身份是一个侮辱，因为他是犹太人。
He has to go feed a pig. It is a mockery towards him because he is a Jew himself.
他要吃猪吃的东西。
He has to eat the food that the pigs eat.
最后他觉悟，我如果继续下去，我会饿死。
And then he realized if he continue on like this, he will die.
经历很多的困难，到最后他才醒过来。
He had to go through all these difficulties. At the end, he realized.
所以神跟人的关系最难的是什么？是人，不是神。
So the relationship, the most difficult part lies in man, not God.
今天如果我祷告神不听
，If today we pray and God will not listen,
最困难不是神不听
，It's the most difficult thing is not that God will not listen.
最困难是我没有办法回转、改变、归向神。
What's most difficult is we were not willing to repent and return.
如果我能够回转、改变、归向神
，If I'm willing to return, change, and come back to God,
神就归向我。
Then God will come back to us.
这个关系就好了。
Then relationship is well.
父子的关系建立了。
The relationship between father and son will be reestablished.
恩典又重新降到我们身上。
The grace of God will once again come back to us.
所以怎么改变我们自己，这是很重要的一件事情。
So how do we change ourselves? It is something that we have to think about.
怎么求神帮助我能够回转，这个是很重要的事情。
How do we ask the Lord to help us to turn? It is something important.
那到底困难在哪里？
So where does the difficulty lie?
我们回来看马拉基书，他就提到一点。
And the book of Malachi it tells us one thing.
如果我们不相信困难，我们现在就来看，困难在哪里
？If we don't believe in difficulty, then we can examine this.
马拉基书第三章的第八节。
Malachi chapter 3 verse 8.
人岂可夺取神的物呢？你们竟然夺取，夺取我的供物。你们却说我们在何事上夺取你的供物呢？就是在当纳的十分之一和当献的供物上。
Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you said, In what ways have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings.
所以当他们问说，我们如何才转向呢？
So when they ask, In what way shall we return?
那第八节神就举一个例子了。
In verse 8, God gave them an example.
夺取我，中文叫做夺取我的物。你看，英文叫做夺取我。
And here says that we rob God.
偷
，we steal，
跟抢有什么不同
？And what's the difference between steal and rob？
抢比偷罪还重啊。
Rob is more vicious than stealing.
那神说你夺取我。
And God says that you have robbed me.
大家也想不通，我什么去夺取神
？And everyone don't understand that. How have we robbed God？
那当然，如果夺取神，就偏离了神了。
If we were to rob God, then we have turned away from God.
夺取神当然跟神的关系就不好啊。
Of course, if we robbed God, then of course, our relationship would not be good.
这个原则大家都同意。
This principle, everybody agrees.
但是事实是什么
？But what is the reality?
当纳的十分之一。
In terms of tithing,
我们就知道这很难了。
Then we feel that this is hard.
为什么
？Why is it hard?
因为我们一般把十分之一想做纳税。
Because we thought that the tithing is just like giving tax.
当然，纳税越少越好。
Of course, the fewer tax we offer, the better.
我赚钱又要纳税。
If we earn money to pay tax,
又要付房地产。
And I to pay the the real estate tax.
天天都有账单要付。
And every day I have bills to pay.
我现在信了耶稣，竟然又加一条。
And now I
believe
in the Lord Jesus, there is this tithe.
这太难了。
This is too hard.
我献不上。
I cannot do it.
我大概是十分之五。
Maybe I can do 5%.
百分之一。
Or 1%.
因为我把它想做纳税。
Because I in my thinking it is just a tax.
但是如果我们把十分之一把它看作感恩。
But if we were to treat this as a Thanksgiving,
这个感觉就不太一样。
Then it would be different.
今天我有能力赚一万块。
Today I have the ability to earn $10,000.
神给我生命。
Now God gave me life.
神给我机会。
God gave me chances.
神给我能力。
God gave me the ability.
所以第十块钱把它献给神当作感恩。
Therefore, the tenth dollar we give to God as thanksgiving.
所以献越多的人表示得恩典越多。
So the people who offer more, that means they have more blessings.
但是常常倒过来，得恩典越多的人越难献十分之一。
However, it's often in reverse that those who have more actually offer less.
这个就表示要改变自己不简单啊。
So it's to say it's difficult to change ourselves.
那如果这个人跟神呢，就好像婚姻一样。
And between the relationship between God and man is like the relationship of marriage.
婚姻好不好，有一件事是一下就可以讲得出来。
Whether you have a good marriage or not, we can determine that by one manner.
你夫妻两个钱怎么管理
？How do you handle money between the spouses?
如果夫妻两个是一体
，If the spouses is as one body，
但是钱一刀两断。切得很清楚。
But you cut off the control money very clearly.
这个婚姻还不算一体。
That this marriage is not of one body.
这个婚姻还是有问题。
This marriage also still have problems.
所以钱最敏感。
So towards money we're also very sensitive.
如果真的两个成为一体
，If truly the two become one body，
钱就是合一的。
Then you should have a joint money account.
账户就是合一的。
That your accounts will be joint.
钱可以反映婚姻的关系。
For money can reflect your relationship in your marriage.
我们跟神就是婚姻的关系。
And so our relationship with God is just like marriage.
我们是新妇。
We are the bride.
他是新郎。
He is the groom.
我们在等待他带我们回到天国。
We're waiting for him to come to take us to heaven.
那我跟神到底关系有多深呢
？So how deep the relationship we have built up with God?
到最后，如果我的账户跟神是相通的，这个婚姻就是合一的。
If our account and God's account is in communion or in joint, then we know this is a good relationship.
什么就是相通
？What is joint account?
我的就是神的。
My, what's mine is God's.
因为这都是神的恩典。
For all of these are God's blessings.
所以它是在我的名下，但是这是神托付的。
So though this is under my name, but it is only entrusted to me by God.
所以有一天如果神需要
，So if one day God needs it,
我愿意拿出来。
I'm willing to bring it out.
多少？
How much?
神要多少，我都给他多少。
How much, however much God needs, I can offer it.
当我们的跟神之间的钱到这个关系的时候，已经合一了。
If our relationship with God in terms of money is like this, then we are united with God.
但是如果连十分之一都献不出来
，However, if we cannot even offer tithe,
这好像先生把钱把关了。
It's as if the husband is controlling all the money.
90%我要。
90% I will control.
90%我做不到，95%。
I can't even do it, so 95%.
我太太是5%。
And then I'll only give you 5%.
这个爱有问题。
Then there's a problem with that love.
所以转向我怎么转
？So how do you turn to God?
要感恩。
We have to give thanks.
对神的东西要归回给神。
Towards the things that belong to God, we have to return it back to God.
什么是神的
？What is God's?
十分之一是神。
Tithe belongs to God.
这样叫做回转。
This is called to return.
那如果我们这样回转向神
，If we return to God in such a fashion,
那神怎么回转向我
？How will God return to us?
我们回来看马拉基书第三章。
Let's read chapter 3,
第十节。
Verse 10.
万军的神说，要将当纳的十分之全然送进我的仓库，使我家有粮，以此试试我是不是敞开天上的窗户赐福给你，让你无处可容。
Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I would not open up for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessings, that there will not be enough room to receive it.
这个有两件事情我们要想。
Two things we need to think about.
第一件事情。
First of all,
献十分之一的目的不是要得到更多的祝福。
The purpose of offering tithe is not to receive more blessings.
献十分之一的目的是对神已经给我们的一种感谢。
The purpose of receiving tithe is to give thanks for God, what God has already given us.
第二件事情。
Secondly,
神要打开天上的窗户，赐福给我们，让我无处可容。
God will open up the windows of heaven in such a manner that there's no room to receive it.
这个不一定都是用物质来想的。
This may not be interpreted in terms of physical blessings.
当主耶稣对少年的财主说
，When Jesus said to the young ruler,
变卖所有。
To sell all your things,
分给穷人
to give it to the poor,
你就有财宝在天上
then you will have treasure in heaven.
主耶稣不是说你变卖所有分给穷人我就给你十倍一百倍在地上不是这样
Jesus did not tell him that if you sell all you have give it to the poor then I will give you tenfold or even hundredfold on earth.
所以赐福给我们无处可容也包括在天上的恩典
So the blessings where there's no room to receive it includes the heavenly blessings.
所以我说我们在做圣工哦，教会付给我们，如果我想没有啊，如果付的少一点没有关系，神还有一笔账记在天上。
And so, if it's true that when we do the work of God, but we get a little from the church, we shouldn't complain because in heaven there's another account.
这个是我们有的信心，我们才能够服侍神。
For this is the faith that we have before we can serve God.
当然，转向神还包括从罪里面回转。
Of course, to return to God, we have to return from our sins.
我们来看以赛亚书。
Turn to the book of Isaiah.
在我们祷告的时候，要从罪回转。
In our prayers, we have to turn away from sins.
以赛亚书五十七章。
In Isaiah chapter 57.
十五节。
57 verse 15.
因为那至高至上永远长存名为圣者的如此说我住在至高至圣的所在也与心灵痛悔谦卑的人同居要是谦卑的人灵魂苏醒也是痛悔的人心灵苏醒、
For this is the Lord high and lofty one who inhabits eternity whose name is holy I dwell in a high and holy place with him who has a contrite and humble spirit to revive the spirit of the humbleAnd to revive the heart of the contrite ones.
这里神形容他是至高至上，永远长存。
Here God calls Himself High, Lofty One who inhabits eternity.
他的名字是圣者。
His name is Holy.
他住在至高至圣的所在。
He dwells where it is high and holy.
这一位神，那不是高不可及、圣洁不可及吗
？This God is so high and so holy that we can't even reach it.
但是他说：“我要住在人的心里面。”
However, he says, "I shall dwell in the heart of man."
一个极大的应许。
This is a great promise.
但是有一个条件。
However, there's a requirement.
他要跟心灵痛悔谦卑的人同居。
He will be with him who has a contrite and humble spirit.
所以什么叫回转
？So what is to return?
神啊，我所犯的罪。
Oh Lord God, all of the sins I have done,
凡是跟你在圣经记载不一样的
whatever I have done is contrary to what's recorded in the Bible.
求你让我知道
Please let me know about it.
我愿意在你面前承认我的罪
I'm willing to confess the sins I have done.
求你帮助我，我能够改变
Please help me that I may change.
当我们有这样谦卑痛悔的心
If we have this contrite and humble heart,
神就要下来住在我们里面
Then God will come into our heart and dwell inside of us.
怎么住在我们里面
How does he dwell inside of us?
赐给我们圣灵
He will give us the Holy Spirit.
用圣灵来充满我们
With the Holy Spirit, he will fill us.
当神住在我们里面
And when the Holy Spirit, when God dwells inside of us,
我们的灵魂就苏醒了
Then our spirit and life will be revived.
就是里面那个人 inner man 会变成很强壮。
That is our inner man will become very strong.
这个就是我们祷告的目标。
This is the goal of our prayer.
要回转向神。
To return to God.
用神的话来想，有哪一些我们做错了，要回转。
To think with the words of God, in what ways have we done wrong, and that we need to return.
神就回转向我们。
Then God will return to us.
我们还有二十五分钟的时间。
We still have 25 minutes.
我们现在要来祷告。
Now we like to pray.
反正要求圣灵了。
And all of us who want to pray for the Holy Spirit.
要代祷的、接受按手的，请我们都到前面来。
That require intercession, no one to receive the laying of hands, please come forward.
我们现在一起来祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告 In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.